This is Only This Moment, a Star Wars original trilogy fanfic written by Chantress and read by Rena Jenkins. The story is rated R and contains the pairing Leia Organa, Luke Skywalker, Han Solo, with additional tags for sibling incest, threesome, vaginal sex, introspection, no dialogue. This is part 3 of the Triptych series. When Leia was young, Brea taught her how to read the future in the swirl of milk in a cup of tea. Infinite possibilities spiral out from that splash of white, like the arms of a galaxy. One only has to know how to see them. Ever since the destruction of Alderaan, Leia has taken her tea black. If she were to start scrying again, though, she thinks she might choose something more appropriate to the situation she finds herself in. Were the spirits of the wise women of Alderaan's royal house frown on its last princess, using her lover's semen to peer into the future? And how would she explain to Han and Luke what she wanted it for? The thought makes her smile. No need for that, for she can read the future from far simpler things. The thrum of Han's heart under her cheek when he holds her close. The dance of Luke's tongue against her own. The moans and murmurs and half-articulated cries that rise like incense from their lovemaking. The shared taste of each other. Well, perhaps not that last. Han said once that if he closed his eyes, he couldn't tell which one of them was sucking him off. They all laughed at this, but Leia saw Luke's aborted wince, felt the same sharp stab of shame at a truth too long ignored. Han must have noticed, too, because he never mentioned it again, but it was still weeks before either of them felt comfortable pleasuring him that way again. And even then, they never quite managed to recapture the uncomplicated joy they'd once taken in the act. The future is much too tangled up in the past, Leia thinks. A past that belongs properly to neither of them, that was shaped and bequeathed to them by the choices of others. In some other life, she and Luke would have grown up together, sharing the thousand little pains and triumphs of childhood and adolescence, seeing their parents' legacy imprinted each day in the curve of a smile, the lilt of laughter, the brightness of an eye, and the shadowed fall of a lock of hair. Here and now, though, the links of blood that bind them are made of memories of cruelty and pain, and a half-recalled specter of beauty that might well be the remnant of a story told to her long ago. Leia contemplates the milk pitcher as she sweetens her morning tea, wondering if today will be the day she gives in under the weight of her uncertainty. Only one drop, and the tangled paths they've been picking their way through might straighten and smooth beneath their feet, or else become more murky than ever. Her hand hovers, indecisive, halfway towards reaching for the pitcher, and is caught by Luke's. His eyes are solemn. He knows what she's considering, or can guess enough of it. But he smiles as he pulls her close, whispers her name low and reverent, in a way that always makes her shiver right down to her toes, and she lets him tug her back to their shared bed, their shared lover. Han is already stroking himself, slow and easy, tilting a grin at them as they enter the room as if to say, "See, I can take care of myself just fine without you." But he doesn't object when Leia replaces his hand with her own, guiding him inside of her to continue this sweetly torturous pace. Luke groans as though feeling that penetration himself. His hand grips her hip, meeting and lacing fingers with Han's, both of them steadying her as she rides. Later, with Han purring beside them in post-orgasm lassitude, Leia remembers her abandoned tea, no doubt stone cold by now. Luke's inside her, though, hot and hard and immediate in his need for her, as if this pleasure they're sharing is the only thing that matters, the only thing that exists. So Leia pulls him down into a kiss, spreading her thighs wide to welcome him deeper. And if she catches a glimpse of their future in the summer sky of his eyes, or the beads of sweat that spring up on his skin, Well, there are still 1,000 choices to make. 1,000 roads to walk before then. Here and now, they have each other. Leia can only pray that every now to come will be as kind to them. The end.